News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Got a great show lined up for you today. In a few minutes, my friend Justin Bogey, who's the fiscal analyst at the Alabama Policy Institute, will be calling in. Justin's been examining the numbers. I've got some news stories that I'm going to pull together for you here, sort of set the stage for his call. But I got to tell you, though, when I'm resourcing this show, I hope you guys hear the ads running right now for 1819 News. So 1819news.com, that's 1819news.com, named for the year that Alabama became a state. Because the folks that run it, they love this state. And that first of all, is like the first attraction to me to what they do, is I know that they care about who we are and what we are and where we are. But the reality is, too, they are committed to the idea of calling balls and strikes. If you go read a story on AL.com right now, you got to go through all the skew and the spew to figure out whether it's a real news story or it's been subjected to some kind of, you know, liberal progressive view. All right, all that to say, 1819 News, they have editorial content. Copper and I both write a piece for them, too. But their news is separate from the editorial. The editorial is set aside so you can tell where it is. The news is the news, and they're committed to calling balls and strikes, but they're also committed to telling stories that make you glad about where you live. And that's just so missing right now, so often in the mainstream media. So check them out. A great news source tells you more about where you live than you ever thought you'd know. 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com. So the first storyline that I'm chasing right here in the Triple Dipper is who spent all the COVID cash? Because, folks, I mean, there was a lot of COVID cash out there. I've got a story I pulled off of Fox this morning, dated today, April 20th. Title of it is this. The EPA, that's your Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA used COVID-19 relief funds for grants promoting green infrastructure and environmental justice. Okay, let's step back and remember all of the big spending, some of which occurred under the Trump administration. I'm free to admit that. All right, we have the CARES Act, which I can't remember what it stands for, CARES, but anyway, COVID and something and rescue and money. Anyway, CARES Act and ARPA, which is the American Rescue Plan under the Biden administration. CARES Act was trillions, and then you got into the rescue plan under the Biden administration, and it went haywire from there. The Environmental Protection Agency, it says in this article from Fox, is accepting new applications for grants funded by President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package passed in 2021. That would be ARPA, the American Rescue Plan Act. It says the EPA's Environmental Justice Small Grants Program. Why does the EPA have an environmental justice program? It's the Environmental Protection Agency. Environmental justice, when I hear that is such a classic liberal mantra. All right. Anyway, they're accepting grant program applications using another $1.6 million in the American Rescue Plan to fund award grants to federally recognized tribal governments to establish or modify public participation programs where fair treatment, yada, yada, blah, 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 blah. All right. Get this. You ready? Let me tell you some of the things that have been happening so far. A review of most recent awards through the year of 2021. Keep in mind, these are the overspending COVID relief dollars. This is the Crisis Fix America. This is the American Rescue Plan. This is the CARES Act. No, I'm talking about this is the American Rescue Plan. This is only one. That's right. How about this one? Of all the grants, one of them went to an organization in Massachusetts called Speak for the Trees for a project utilizing storytelling and tree walks. That's sure to help us with COVID, don't you think? How about this one? The New Orleans-based Teaching Responsible Earth Education, or TREE, TREE, received a grant to establish an empowering school curriculum integrated environmental education program for younger students, propelling their awareness of problems like climate change and the injustices they create. That's with your COVID relief dollars. Yes, Copper, it is true. That's with your COVID relief tax dollars. Some of the grants went to promote green infrastructure like, oh, here's one. How about this? Clean Air Carolina, based up in Charlotte, received a grant for a project to install a public level 2 EV charging station and to create an educational video. Because that has everything to do with COVID relief dollars, right? How about this one? The Roanoke Economic Development, Inc., based in Rich Square, North Carolina, received a grant to address air pollution and climate change. Or, for that matter, you've got other things like the EPA. Well, you get the picture, right? Well, Representative Ralph Norman, a Republican of South Carolina who sits on the House Committee on Oversight and Reform, told Fox News, he said, "I'm not surprised in the slightest that the Biden administration is using pandemic relief funds to foot the bill for ridiculous initiatives like environmental justice, telling people not to eat fish, or other Green New Deal initiatives." He said they have no respect for taxpayer dollars. And that's the point. That's the point. I'm going to tell you a little bit more, and then Justin Bogey's going to call in. But you got to ask yourself, okay, we just spent trillions allegedly to rescue the nation from COVID. Who spent all the COVID cash? Well, when you see ridiculous stuff like what I just read out to you, tree walks, really? That was what we spent millions of dollars on? Tree walks. It just boggles the mind. We'll talk about it more when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Copper, do we have a caller? Was that a caller or no? What we got going on there?
Yes, Jeff from Indiana sent you something over the text line.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, I'll check and see if I can get to it. All right, thank you, Jeff from Indiana. I'm sticking with the number one of the triple dipper. In just a minute, we should have a call coming in from Justin Bogey, Alabama Policy Institute's fiscal analyst guy. But just going on with that theme, listen, there's an article that I pulled, the Mackinac Center. Now, the Alabama Policy Institute, there's a thing called the State Policy Network, API, the Policy Institute, is one of many. There's one of those, at least one of those in every state. The Policy Institute is the State Policy Network's affiliate here in Alabama. Mackinac is one of the ones up in Michigan, I believe it is. And they wrote a piece last year. It says Biden's American Rescue Plan should be thrown overboard. And they remind us that it's a $1.9 trillion plan. It had all kinds of junk in it, some of which did get taken out, like upping minimum wage to $15. I mean, it was just a liberal wish list, parts of it. But literally, the federal debt rose 39% under President Trump. That's not good. But then Biden just went ahead and added, you know, an exponential amount more. The Mackinac Center has weighed against both Trump's and Biden's spending on all this. But the thing we got to look at, too, is was it even necessary? He points out in this article from Mackinac, nothing is free. We're going to wind up having to pay it back one day. It also says, in addition, the plan encourages bad fiscal behavior. It, you know, $350 billion were spent in this one plan to state and local units of government, many of which were already in surpluses. I mean, you look at it and go, wow, why? But there's an article that I pulled off of Fox. It's dated just about 6 weeks ago. Lessons for Congress from Biden's failed COVID American Rescue Plan. Interesting. Failed American Rescue Plan. Pray tell, why would you say that? Because it didn't do what it said it was going to do. If you remember, President Biden touted this as a thing that was going to rescue a flagging economy. Does bacon cost any less for you now? Can you fill up your car any cheaper than you did before? Are you paying less taxes? Have your wages gone up? Has inflation on the alternative, has it eaten away at your pocketbook? President Joe Biden signed into law the American Rescue Plan, a nearly $2 trillion bill sold as a critical boost to a flagging economy. Yeah, that's true. And in doing so, he literally put us in a position where, you know, $520 billion went to states and localities that were already seeing a rebound in their own revenues when the bill was under consideration. And a year later, states are now spending historic budget surpluses. Instead of refunding it to taxpayers, many of them are just, you know, spending on record aspects of government. Well, they goes on to tell you in this particular article from Fox dated February 14th, while well-intentioned, these provisions have delayed people returning to the workforce. They've contributed to a labor shortage. And, you know, it even went into things like trying to get states to spend more on Medicaid. And, I mean, it just basically it was a jam-up mess. Let me just jump on the phone there. I'm not going to delay any longer. Justin Bogey is my friend who is the director of fiscal analysis at the Alabama Policy Institute, previously worked at the Heritage Foundation, spent some time working on fiscal matters in Congress and also down in Montgomery. Justin Bogey, how you doing today?
Hey, doing pretty well, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, Justin, I'm doing a section right now. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but the first part of my triple dipper on the show today is called Who Spent All the COVID Cash? And I've been telling folks that literally an article came out on Fox today talking about how even the EPA is using ARPA funds, you know, the American Rescue Plan funds, to do things like set up tree walks so people can appreciate environmental justice in certain cities and just the ridiculous things that are happening. But you've been getting a real bead on where things are in Alabama. What are you seeing right now in terms of Alabama and the massive tranches of money that we've had come in?
Yeah, we've seen, you know, $4 trillion come in to the state directly. I saw an estimate a week or two ago that, you know, $45 billion have come into the state total if you count PPP loans and enhanced unemployment compensation and all of these things. And you're right. You know, I heard a little bit about what you were saying. There's so much money that people really don't know what to do with it. We saw Mobile and Birmingham giving bonuses to all public employees. The short answer is very little of it's making it back into the private sector. It's almost all going back into government or government people who work for the government. So, you know, Alabama, that $4 billion that they got directly, they've already spent about $3 billion of it. There's another billion to come this summer, which will probably be considered in a special session in August. And it's just going to be interesting to see what they do with it. You know, my hope would be that they find a way to take less taxes from the citizens of Alabama with that money. But based on what they've done with the first $3 billion, you know, I'm kind of a cynic on that.
Well, I share your cynicism. So I've got an article here, Justin, from National Review from last month. The title of the article is There's Still Plenty of Money Left from Past COVID Relief Bills. And that's true. I mean, here we are. We have record surpluses just on general regular revenues, you know, in just notwithstanding the fact that we got all these ARPA relief funds and CARES Act funds previously. But there's still plenty of money left. So we got to do a special session, you think, on a billion?
There's a little over a billion left that'll come in June, and there'll be a special session to spend that. You know, the first $2 billion was gone basically by the end of 2020. Over half of that went back into the public sector. They spent a tremendous amount of money propping up the state unemployment compensation trust fund, which, you know, as we all recall, some of the unemployment issues were certainly exacerbated by county and state government and local government shutdowns of businesses deciding who could operate and who couldn't. We saw $400 million go into the state prison system for construction. You would think with our big revenue surplus, some of that money could have been used for prison construction without going into the COVID money. In total, I think we've seen like $480 million go into the unemployment trust fund again. So that's kind of the things we're using. There's a whole lot of money going into water and infrastructure projects, which is particularly interesting to me considering Congress just passed the biggest federal infrastructure bill ever, and Alabama is going to see hundreds of millions of dollars extra from that over the next each year over the next 5 years. So it's really amazing.
And if I'm not mistaken, too, Justin, they just not only did they pass the usual budgets through the budget process, they did the general fund and the education trust fund. So both of those passed. They then came back and had a $1.2 billion supplemental appropriation just in the education trust fund, because they were so awash in cash, they had to do like a second round of budget processes.
Right. Yeah. There was an extra $1.2 billion in ETF revenues to start the year. And again, that's extra money that they didn't expect that was taxed away from citizens. And instead of giving any of that money back or using it to take less in the future, all of that went into new spending. And interestingly enough, about half of that money, that $1.2 billion, is going into these one-time capital and technology projects for schools, but they had already been appropriated COVID relief money that could have done the same thing. So again, these decisions just really don't make a lot of sense, considering a lot of Alabamians are still struggling. A lot of business owners, you know, went under or are still barely staying afloat because of COVID. And instead of using that, you know, that surplus to help them out, we're going to use it for projects that already would have been covered under federal relief money.
Well, and one of the things that really strikes me, and you've been neck deep in these conversations, I was in several conversations with you at the Policy Institute, we've been advocating for any number of different ways by which they could give money back through tax cuts or tax breaks or freezing certain tax collections. And the initial reaction we got when we got a reaction from state government was, well, we can't do that. The federal government says we can't do that. And then the Attorney General went to court of Alabama, went to court and won that basically we can. ARPA funds can be used for tax relief. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we had our sales tax holiday proposal, obviously, and they told us, no, we can't do that. Well, a court ruling out of Tuscaloosa, the federal court there said that you absolutely can use it for that. And the legislature has actually since used that. The prison construction money came out of a revenue replacement fund. So for lost revenues, you know, theoretically, so they're certainly using it for what they want to use it for. You know, it would just appear that the governor, she was really leading the ship on that, but all of our legislature really wasn't very interested in using any of that money to lower the tax burden of Alabama citizens. And I mean, given the face of this huge surplus they had, these continuing to climb budgets that they just passed, it's kind of really sickening to me.
Well, and right next door to us, we just had Mississippi, the governor Taft Reeve just signed a bill to begin doing away with their state income tax. We have Georgia to our east that decided to waive the gas tax. We have Florida doing something similar. Multiple other states are trying this, and we're one of only three states that taxes groceries. So basically, Alabama is awash in cash with a red state majority, and we don't seem to have anything but a tax and spend mentality in Montgomery.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And if there was ever a time to really have these serious conversations about ending the grocery tax, I mean, anyone who's been to the grocery store in the last 6 months or a year has seen how sharply prices are rising. That would be just a small way that really wouldn't hurt the state's bottom line, that they could, you know, ease the burdens of citizens a little bit. And, you know, Georgia's passed like $2 billion in tax cuts total. There's 14 states that's done income tax relief in the last year. And meanwhile, back in Alabama, you know, we had this $160 million that they're touting and targeted tax cuts. But when you're looking at more than $1 billion surplus, there's really $1.5 billion between the two budgets. That's not a whole lot. It comes out to about 1.3% of all the revenues that were available to the state. So, you know, I think we need to keep reminding legislators of that and keep holding their feet to the fire, because, you know, Alabama really does need some more tax relief.
Well, I totally agree. And so let me ask you this before we run out of time. Let's assume that tax relief may not be on the docket for this special session that we're expecting about spending the last $1 billion of relief funds. What proposals are you hearing? Are you hearing anything right now that they say, well, we got to talk about putting it here or putting it there? Are you hearing anything right now about where it's going to go?
I haven't heard a lot so far. You know, it looks like we're about 4 months out from the special session to really decide those issues. It seems like I've heard some more rumblings about infrastructure, but, you know, so far they've done over $250 million for infrastructure through stimulus funding. The estimates are that it'll take $4 to $6 billion to fully bring the state up to you know, where other states are on broadband. So even if they put some more money towards that, I don't think that's the worst use of it, but it's still not really going to get us to where we need to be. I would say that the tax reform, tax cuts absolutely need to be in the discussion. I still think a sales tax holiday could really help the state. With the way gas prices are right now, you know, temporarily pausing the gas tax collections like Georgia and Florida and Michigan and other states are doing, I think that's a great idea. So, you know, I'm holding out hope that maybe we can get some momentum on those and that those will be the things that they turn towards. But, you know, it's kind of anyone's guess right now.
Well, man, I sure appreciate you calling in, adding some color commentary on this. Justin Bogey, Director of Fiscal Analysis at the Alabama Policy Institute. Thanks so much for your time, my friend.
Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Talk to you later. All right, Copper, run us to a break, and we will come back and sort of put a bow on this, if you will. I mean, good Lord. Who spent all the COVID cash? I'll tell you the answer to that question. It's government. Government spent all the COVID cash. They didn't send much, if any, of it back to your pockets. It was all spent building government. And even more of that apparently to come. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, yeah, I'm continuing with number one of the Triple Dipper. Many thanks to Justin Bogie calling in because he does such a great job of breaking down the true numbers. He immerses himself in this stuff. I don't know that I could live in numbers like he does. That's why we have people like him. But nonetheless, Justin did a great job of sort of painting the picture of where things are, how much has been spent. How much more is left still to be spent? And by the way, that article I mentioned from National Review earlier, I've still got it in my hands here. There's still plenty of money left from post-COVID relief bills, it says, and yet the Biden administration is asking for more money again. Again. What in God's name? Well, I would just say this. One of the things that has to be considered is, are the lessons being learned? And I don't think they are. Because right now what we're seeing is an economy that is struggling to recover in large part because it was infused with epic amounts of cash, less amounts of productivity, and then a supply chain that got disrupted, which means that epic amounts of cash create spending for things that are less in quantity, which creates inflation. And I'm just telling you, folks, it's basic economics 101. And yet the Biden administration looks at this and says, we need to find more reasons to spend more money. We'll show them how much they rely upon us. It'll be great. No, it won't be great. So, yeah, story here from the Alabama Policy Institute. I pulled dated January of this year. I believe Justin wrote this, as a matter of fact. He points out the fact that the state legislature here in Alabama convened a special session within the 2022 to determine how to spend $772 million they got in ARPA funds that time. Yes, they did. And while some of the money would go to pandemic-related needs like healthcare costs and broadband capabilities, which is questionable, but you look at it and go, okay, kids were turned out of school. They couldn't even get on the internet to log in. I guess, you know, putting broadband could be considered something that related to COVID, because if you ever get shut down again, you want to know your kids can go to school. Anyway, pointed out there's $580 million left. This is back in January. $580 million left from the first half of Alabama's approximately $2 billion in ARPA funds. That's the American Relief Program or Rescue Program. The state already used $400 million for prison construction, another $80 million for healthcare costs, and the remaining $1 billion, like Justin said, is coming to a decision point this June. Wow. Well, you know, even some Democrats are going, enough is enough. Stop. Storyline dated just last week, April 14th. Pull this one off of Fox. Former Obama Treasury advisor says Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID bill was an extraordinary mistake. Stephen Ratner, a former counselor to the Treasury Secretary under the Obama administration, wrote in a column for the New York Times Thursday that President Biden's $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan will go down in history as an extraordinary mistake. He said the solution to our inflation problem is to reduce demand by making Americans spend less. Unfortunately, this leads to fewer jobs and slower wage growth, historically to the point we tip into recession. He says not desirable, but it is the price we have to pay for poor economic policies delivered by the White House, by Congress, and by the Federal Reserve. And that's what we're talking about a moment ago. When we infused that much cash with so little productivity and a supply chain that did not supply the materials that the cash could be spent upon, it drove up prices. And now we are in an epic tailspin right now we're having to try and recover from, and yet the Biden administration wants to spend more. Well, folks, they have flushed us with so much cash right now that your legislature is about to have its third gathering of the year to figure out where to put the money. When is enough enough? Who spent all that COVID cash? The answer, government did, and they spent it largely on government. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Stay tuned. One of my favorite times every week, Copper's Corner's coming up. We'll be right back.